Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Today, we call a soon-to-be bride. It's just a few weeks away from the wedding, and there's definitely been some tension happening between her and her future mother-in-law.
Ooh, welcome to the rest of your life.
Well,
I didn't say that.
I'm sure it all goes away after the wedding. But you know who's noticed the tension is her groom. He's going to smooth everything over by giving us complete control to do whatever it takes to wind the bride up.
Oh my god.
It's your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hi, is this Dana Brown?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Hi, this is Trudy Zaster.
I'm sorry, I don't know who you are.
Oh, silly, I'm your new wedding planner.
But what do you, wait.
Didn't they tell you I was coming on?
No,
Trudy Zaster? Oh, come on.
What happened to Jasmine?
Oh, yeah, Jasmine, your old wedding planner, she was fired.
What? Wait. What do you mean fired? The company let her go?
Oh, no. Your mother-in-law got rid of her.
Whoa. What?
So going forward, listen. Going forward, I'm going to be the point person for everything regarding your big day. Just me, you, and your mom-in-law.
No. I need to know what's going on with Jasmine. No.
Are you not listening? Because your mother-in-law did mention you're not a great listener, so I can explain it again.
Excuse me? My mother-in-law said what?
Yeah, see there? Like I said, not a good listener.
Okay.
I have to keep repeating myself. And that's one of the reasons why Jasmine was let go. Yeah, she never listened to your mother-in-law.
This whole thing is absolute bullshit. There is no way that she gets to take over and be in charge of this.
You know, words like that do make brides a little less beautiful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Listen to the way you're talking to me, your tone. This is not going to work.
You know what wasn't working was when you were in charge.
I know. That was working just fine.
Not for the one that's footing the bill, though. Yeah, your mother-in-law. She didn't like it.
Yeah, let's quit talking about who's footing the bill. You don't offer to do something like that for someone's wedding and then try and take over.
You know what? We're not trying, though. It's actually happening. Already happened.
It's not happening.
It is going to be smooth sailing from here on out, especially because your mother-in-law is so helpful. She's already made some changes to the guest list.
To the guest list? He made changes to the guest list.
You are really out of the loop. Oh, that's funny.
I'm out of the loop on my own wedding? This is my wedding.
Okay, remember, you need to listen.
Don't be condescending to me.
We haven't even gotten to the changes yet, and you're upset.
You're right. The biggest change you've told me about is that I don't have Jasmine. I don't even know where.
Actually, that's not the biggest change. It's your new guest that's coming, Katie.
What?
Katie. Yeah,
what? Wait,
mother-in-law said she had to be there.
That's my fiance's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, that makes sense why she's so important to his family.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah. This is unbelievable. Katie is not coming to the wedding.
Oh, actually, she is. She already accepted the invite.
No, I'm the bride. It's my day, and I get to make the choices.
It's your day. You should put that on your dream board, because not happening now. Maybe in the future someday.
Maybe it will be in the future. Maybe we'll just have to elope.
Oh, I love that attitude from you. But your mother-in-law won't let that happen either.
Well, maybe it's time to show my mother-in-law she's not in charge.
Oh, your fiancé Henry's already signed off on this.
No.
He's given her full authority to make any changes she wants.
No. Mm-hmm. Henry would not do this.
Actually, I just spoke with him, and he says that the number one priority should be his mother's happiness. Oh. So sweet.
There is no way he knows about this. We live together. He knows how I feel, and he would have said something to me. You are lying. You're a liar.
Oh, goodness. That mouth again. Wow. Yeah. No, he's actually been planning this with me for months. Yeah.
No.
We've been on the phone back and forth.
I mean,
not about the wedding stuff, but definitely about this prank phone call.
Wait. About what?
The prank phone call we're doing, because this is actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Take a deep breath.
This is Henry. Wait, so I still have Jasmine.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
You're worried about Jasmine at this point?
Yes, I'm worried about Jasmine. It's my wedding in a few weeks.
I was inviting Henry's ex-girlfriend. She was at table 12, for God's sakes.
If she shows up, she is dead.
I heard she's getting first dance with a mother-in-law, actually.
Oh, that would make sense. They can go have their first dance elsewhere.
Wake up every morning with phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.